Okay, let us begin. So the topic of this year is tshuva on the highest level for those living in Eretz Yisrael, for those who want to live in Eretz Yisrael. And before I begin, I think it's important to say that, I have Baruch Hashem, I've had this chus of living in Eretz Yisrael for, probably close to 25 years, if not more. I forgot already how long it's been. And a lot of times in the past, I've always spoken about the unbelievable my living in Eretz Yisrael, and people in Eretz Yisrael are closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, the Gemara says that. So it's not really my own Chiddush, but that idea is very important for the Shir today. So before I really begin, I want to just mention, start with two points, and then I'll go into the Shir. And this is an idea I heard from my father. You know, a lot of times, especially during Seder Simei Tshuva, we'll be reading a certain sefer, and a sefer will make a suggestion, do the mitzvah in this way, daven in this way, learn Torah in this way, what your thoughts should be, how you should focus, how you should concentrate. And a person might pause for a second and say, hey, you know, that's not me. And maybe I should just give up before I even start. And I heard from my father, and there's a medrash, which he based it on, is that even if you feel your actions don't match your inner thoughts, keep going. Because hopefully one day your inner thoughts will be influenced by your actions. The Sefer Chinuch says, although a person should never say, since my inner thoughts are not there, I'm not going to do the mitzvos or put the effort in, because I don't want to make it seem like what my inner thoughts are. A person has that goal, the person should keep trying to go ahead and to reach that goal. And by having these actions, the outer manifestations, hopefully it would influence his inner thoughts and his inner feelings. And just to explain, where did my father learn that from? So if you look at source number one on the page, so it says by the Aron HaKodesh, we know, was gold on the outside, golden inside, and wood on the inside. Gold on the outside, gold on the inside, and wood in between. And if you look at source number one, it says, "V'nemar ba'aron b'tzitisa osazav tahar mikan shetzarech talmid chacham a talmid chacham has to be tocho kibaro." So it was gold on the outside, gold on the inside, because the inside of the gold had to be like the outside. A person should not say one thing and think something else. My father pointed out that the Chazal does not say it should be boru kitocho, but it says tocho kiboru. What's the difference? Because if the Chazal had said boru kitocho, inside like the outside, it means that your inside has to match Chazal say you should be tocho kibaro, which means that your inside have to match the outside. If Chazal had said baruch kitocho, so then it would say the outside should match the inside. So if it said baruch kitocho, it would say, well, listen, you know, inside, I don't feel so religious, I won't act so religious. But once Chazal said tocho kibaro, your inside is like your outside, so in the outside, I'm acting religious. So then I have to work on the inside to be like the outside, which implies is even if your thoughts are not there, even if your tocho is not where the baro is, your baro should lead the tocho. So we learned the Torah, we learned the Svarim, we know what we should do. And since we know what we should do, we move forward. And hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, the tocho will become like the baro. As I said, we should never say, well, I'm not there in thought, so why should I do the actions? No, you do the actions, and Amir Hashem, when you do the baro, the toch will become like the baro. It's a very important idea to keep in mind. Okay, so now I actually want to start this year. So Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin on Beis, it's actually a Gemara. The first time I learned this, I was in high school. It has always bothered me. And I think this year, I maybe have an approach. Very famous Gemara. Amar Rav Kruz Bedoy. Rav Kruz Bedoy says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosh Svarim of Tochim Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that are open in Rosh Hashanah. Three books. One of the books, Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim. One book is the book of Rishayim Gemurim. Vechad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. One is the book of Tzadikim Gemurim. Vechad Shal Beinanim. One book is the book of Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurim, the Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovin, are written immediately, Nechtovin, and sealed, La'altul L'chayim. Rishayim Gemurim, Nechtovin, Nechtovin, La'altul Misa. Rishayim Gemurim are written and sealed immediately for Misa. And Beinanim, the Beinanim, Pluyim Va'omdim, they're hanging. It's not clear. Roshana Yom Kippurim, Zachu, Iftar Zoche, after the Avoda of Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, Nechtovin L'chayim, they're written for life. Lo zachu, if they're not zachu, come la misa, and the question really is that the question really is so the question that we have is, what do you mean that the tzaddikim are written for chayim? Rishonim written from Misa. All the Rishonim ask, we see throughout the generations that there are so many times there were tzaddikim who unfortunately passed away that year. It doesn't sound like they were written immediately. La'altar l'chayim. And then we know there are certain Rishayim that lived long lives. So how can the Gemara tell us tzaddikim are written and sealed? La'altar l'chayim. Well, we see that tzaddikim that pass away, every year that tzaddikim that pass away. And how can we say that Rishayim that are written and sealed L'misa when we see the Rishayim who survived the year and some Rishayim have long lives? That's a question all the Rishonim ask. Tosfos, if you look at source number 3, he explains. And what does it mean? That's, we talk about not life in this world, living out the year. Tosfos explains source number 3, L'chayim haba. According to Tosfos, when we are going ahead and we are davening for Chaim, for life, and this in this world, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're davening for Olam Haba. And if we are davening, and the tzaddikim who are zocher to Chaim, it's referring to Olam Haba, and the Rishayim who are written for Misa, referring to Olam Haba. That's what Tosfos explains, and that explanation always bothered me. Because, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, many of us are older, some of us are younger, and we know that even though some of us are older, some of us are younger, we spent many Rosh Hashanahs, Yom Kippur, Aser Yishmei Tshuva davening. And so I remember the first time I really had a solid Yom Kippur. Maybe I was 17 years old. So I was thinking about Olam Haba then. I'm 59 years old. So many years I'm davening for Olam Haba, and I hope that Mirtz Hashem bizocha to many more years. And I'm still davening for Olam Haba right now. So what's the idea of Tosfos that every year people who are going to live long lives are davening Olam Haba? Something's going to happen in the future. That's question number one. How do we understand that according to Tosfos, according to Chus Padoi, every year we're davening, we're thinking, we're sealed for Olam Haba? Whether l'chaim ol haba, misa ol haba, many of us have many more years to daven for that. That's question number one. Question number two is the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Ches. He points out, discusses the vidu that we do, and the Rambam says that averos that a person is mizvada said vidu before on one Yom Kippurim, so you can say vidu before on a different Yom Kippurim. And the Rambam, he doesn't say he can. He says, Choser Misvada. According to the Rambam, you go back and you say vidui again. As we all do, we repeat the same vidui every single year. And that's based on the Gemara Mesach Rosh Hashanah, Dapei Bava Mabet. That is the Gemara of that Gemara, there's a machlokis there. According to the Rabbanon, you should not say vidui and Averis, you said vidui for the previous year. And according to Blazer Ben Yaakov, so you can go ahead and you can say. And there's Machlokes Rishonim, the Meiri, and it seems to show Aruch Paskins that you can say. Not that you have to, but the Rambam certainly holds that a person should say vidui every year for sins that he committed in the past, even though he already said vidui beforehand. And we have to ask the question, why? Why? Let's say as an example, we know that one of the Chatayim we say vidui for, Kibbut Aba'ein, unfortunately, for the last 21 years, I really, besides saying Kaddish, I really have an opportunity to make that mitzvah. And I said vidui already many times. So why should I go back now and say vidui again for averus that I can't even do anymore? But the Rambam says no. Every year you go back and you say vidui for the same averus that you said vidui for the years before. That's question number two. Question number three is actually a very famous question everyone asks. My uncle asked the question. Many people ask the question. And we know the Rambam, before every Sefer, he writes a Koteris. And the Koteris, he says, what is exactly that Sefer talking about? So if you look at source number six, the Koteris, here it's called the Hakdama, the Koteret of Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says, Hilchas Tshuva, mitzvah say achas. It's one mitzvah say, who she yoshev hachote, the chote should go ahead, hamachti of ne'ashem b'yisvada. So what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah the Rambam says, is a person has to go ahead and he has mizvada, he said duchuva, the mitzvah duchuva, and to go ahead and to say vidur. Okay, fine, that's the mitzvah. Great, everything sounds awesome. But if you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph says like this, source number seven: Kol mitzvah say shavatora bein asa bein lo asa say, which is not say lo asa say. Im avar adam, a person violates one of those mitzvos, vein v'zadon, vein v'shkaga, whether he violates it on purpose, he violates a mistake, kishayaseh tshuva, when he does tshuva, v'yoshin mechato, when he returns from the sins, chayal nizvados, he has to say vidur. And everyone asks, what do you mean kishayaseh tshuva? Like, it's a choice. When you do tshuva, then you should say vidur, you have to say vidur. Why does the Rambam say chayim lasso tshuva? The chayim lisvados. But he seems to imply that mitzvah here is the vidui, not the tshuva. That's a question that everyone asks. Okay? But the question, I think, gets stronger. Because if you go ahead and you look in source number eight, the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchas Tshuva, so he says, Ezi Yitshuva Gemura. So first of all, we have to understand the Rambam in the beginning of the second chapter speaks about a complete tshuva. So the first chapter seems like it's not a complete tshuva. Second chapter is a complete tshuva. All right, and then he says, he explains if you did an avera and then you decided it was wrong and you decided to separate yourself and not do that avera anymore. So at that point, and why don't you want to do that avera? Not because you don't want to do the avera. Not because you're afraid. You have no koach. No, you decided not to do the avera. That's a complete tshuva. And he gives an example of somebody who maybe when he was younger, he went ahead and he had forbidden relations with somebody, and he felt bad about it. And you know, if he does tshuva when he's older, situation's not the same. That's not a complete, it's still a tshuva, it's not a complete tshuva. But a person who, I would say, his yetzer is just as strong, same opportunity, and he only stopped because he knows it's wrong, that's a complete tshuva. That's tshuva gemura. Okay, bye. So the Rambam goes through almost the whole parak, and he doesn't speak at all about a chiv to do this tshuva. However, if you look at source number nine, parak beis halacha zayin, this parak is very famous. The Rambam talks in this parak about darkei tshuva, how to do tshuva, which he didn't do in the first parak. So the Rambam says, Yom HaKippurim hu zman tshuva l'chol yochad v'yochad. Yom HaKippurim is a time of tshuva forever. Yochad v'ravim, hu keitz mechilu aslicha. It's the end of all mechilu aslicha l'Yisrael. And therefore he says, L'ficha chayovim hakol lasos tshuva u'lisvaris v'yom HaKippurim. So whereas in the first chapter, he didn't say it was a chiv to do tshuva. Here he says, on Yom Kippur, there's a chiv to do tshuva. And on Yom Kippur. So in other words, I don't have this chiv maybe a week before Yom Kippur or in Chodesh Elul or Chodesh Kislev. But the Rambam says, on Yom Kippur, I'm chayav to do tshuva. And then he speaks about vidui and the fact that we repeat the vidui. So whereas in chapter Aleph, the first chapter, he doesn't talk about a chiv to do tshuva. In the second chapter, he speaks about an obligation to do tshuva. That is question, that I would say would be question number three. Okay. However, we go on. And I think this question is even stronger. If you look at source number 10, this is Perek Zion. The Rambam had just finished speaking about Bechira Chofshis, that everyone has free will, everyone makes their own choices in life. And the Rambam says, in Hoil of Rishus, the Tuna Lo Kamosha Biarnu, since a person has Rishus to what he wants, like we explained, Yishtadel Adam, a person should try, Yishtadel, Laso Tshuva to do Tshuva, Ulisvados Bifiv, and to save you from his Mavichta from the sins, Ulinar Kafim Michatov, and to shake off his sins from sinning. So he should die and he should be a Baal Tshuva. So the Rambam here doesn't say there's no Chiyuv. He doesn't say there's a Chiyuv. He says Yishtadel, try hard. So in the first chapter, he says no Chiyuv. Second chapter, you have Yom. And here he says a person should be Yishtadel, try hard, which implies there really is no Chiyuv. As a matter of fact, you look at source number 11, the Rambam says, in the Chassitzis, even though there's no obligation midiraita to wear a four-cornered garment, a person should try to wear, a man should try to wear a four-cornered garment every day in order that he can mekayim mitzvos midiraita. A person should try. And the Rambam says a person should try to wear tefillin the whole day. In the word yishtadel means when there's no chiyuv to try to do, to you try. So why, when it comes to tshuva here in Perek Zayin, after saying there's a chiyuv in Perek Bet, and after talking about the chiyuv in the mitzvah, in the koteret, hakdama, here he says only yishtadel to try. All right. So I think in order to understand the Rambam and what tshuva is about and what tshuva Yom Kippurim is about, it's important to take notice of a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud. And there the Rambam talks about that a person should not do mitzvos in order for reward. And that's not but a person should not do mitzvot, the Rambam says, because, you know, he wants to get a lot of money, avoid learning Torah, he wants to get a good shidduch. Yeah, maybe it's better, but the goal is to do mitzvos for another reason, not because you're going to have a good life. So if you go ahead and you look at this Rambam, this Rambam is a very important Rambam. So the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, he goes like this. Al yomar ha'adam, a person should not say, Hareini osem mitzvah ha'torah v'osek l'chmasa. He should not say, I am going to do mitzvah Torah and learn the chachma, k'dei she'akavel kol ha'brachos, to receive all the brachos, ha'ksuvah spa. O k'dei she'eskel l'chal ha'bah, I should learn all ha'bah. And I should separate myself from the Averos, the Torah warns me against, Kadesh, not so many Klalos, save from the curses. They're written in the Torah. Or should not be cut off for Chalam Abba. A person should not say, I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm running the Torah for reward. I want to get something. It's not loyal to serve Hashem in this way. Sha'ovad al Zerach Hazeh, someone who goes ahead and serves Hashem in this way, who owed Meira, he serves God out of fear. The Aina Malas Naviim, it's not the way the prophets acted. And who serves Hashem? He goes on and he says, in those days, who it was? Who were those people that observed? The people who in those days didn't have the same intellect. But then if you go on, you look. He says, and this is what Halacha Beis is very important. Ha'oved ha'avas, what he says. So how should you serve mitzvos? So in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, ha'oved me'ava, someone who serves Hashem me'ava, to love, osek v'torah v'mitzvos, he's involved in Torah and mitzvos, v'holach mitzvos ha'chachma, goals in the past of chachma, lo m'nei dover v'olam, not because of anything in the world, lo m'nei yiras ha'ra, not afraid of evil, lo m'nei liyar shatova, not inherit the good, Elo Osa MS, he does the truth nature because it's MS. But so in one day, I told the love of Allah. But we do the Torah mitzvah because it's the truth. And even if it's good for us, if it's good for us, Mirtz Hashem, even if it seems not so good, I'll come back to that in a second, we still do Torah mitzvahs. Umayla Zuhi, Mayla Gedola Ma'o, this is the highest level. The Ain called Chacham Zochalon, even the intellectual people cannot reach it. To do Torah mitzvahs just because it's the truth, the milas Avraham Avinu. This is the mile of Avraham Avinu. Shakaru Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oavo. Hashem called him Oavo. So what do we see? We see the point of doing mitzvahs, duchot, it's the truth. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. That's the point of doing mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam says explicitly. Now, so that's what the Rambam says. Now, sometimes, because we do Torah mitzvahs, we might have something that happens to us that might be perceived as not so pleasant. And people might wonder, right? And she says, okay, that's the way it goes. But I just want to point out something. If you look, I'll take you for a few minutes to the bottom of the page. And the last source on the bottom of the page, and that is source number, let me just find it, 22. 22 is from my father's Hakdama, to Sefer Perech Mata Aaron. And my father explains why he called to Sefer Perech Mata Aaron. He's known my father had a stroke. He had a lot because of that. And, you know, I guess physical challenges. And he said, why did he call the Sefer Perech Mata Aaron? We know that Mata of Aaron HaKohen, my father's name was also Aaron. Mishum Shnei Ta'amim, because of two reasons. Hatam Rishon is because of the Pasuk in Parshas Korach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be a sign that we should never start up with the Kohanim, question their authority, their right to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And every Rosh HaShevet Nasi left his mata in the Mishkan, and they came the next day, and Perach Mata Aaron LeBeis Levi, VeYatzah Perach, Yatzah Tzizvi, Gol Shkeden, and there were almonds that were growing. And the father asked, what's the symbolism of the almonds? And he says, we know there are almonds, depending on the stage of growth, some give off a bitter juice, and some give off a sweet juice. And the father said that every person, people throughout their life are tested with many challenges. Some nisyonos are sweet, nisyonos metukim, and some nisyonos are nisyonos morim, bitter, spar bitter. Hanisyonos hamorim gam heman mizak mechazkim es ruach. But even the nisyonos, the challenges that might seem a little bitter, are mechazek the ruach ha'adam, lift them up. So even though certain things might seem, be perceived as not being so pleasant, at the end of the day, Sof Tova Lava will see how everything was really to help us grow. Very hard to understand, but that's true. So the Rambam says that why we do mitzvah, it's the truth. And even if it's perceived not to be, okay, you know, we do mitzvah because it's the truth. And what happens, it says, and that is why we do mitzvahs. Now, if I were to ask you, what happens when you go ahead and you do mitzvah because it's the truth? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your life. That's about you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really the purpose of being on this earth, is to connect, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. Because if everything I do is based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in my life. The very famous Hasidic story about the two brothers, Rabbi Elimelech Luzhinsk, Chazushim and Ampola, were once walking on the road together in a certain city. And as it would be, you know, there's some people in the world then now don't like Jews so much. So the person in charge took them to prison. And there they were in prison around Gentiles, undignified people, you know, and a rough crowd. And it's very unpleasant. What made it more difficult was in the middle of this jail cell was a bucket that people used to relieve themselves. And then it came time to daven mincha. And all of a sudden, one of the brothers, I think it was Rabbi Elimelech, I forgot though, started to cry. So his brother says to him, why are you crying? He says, why am I crying? He says, because there's a bucket here. So there's a bucket. But we can't daven. Why do you want to daven? Well, it's time to daven. And we can't. So I'm crying. So the other brother says, why is the reason to cry? Why don't you daven? Because halacha says you can't daven. Oh, so you're following the halacha? So you're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. So here, we're doing the right thing. They said, wow, I didn't think about that. Wow, I don't know anything. And they started to dance and sing. These two guys dancing in the jail cell. I was looking around, what's going on? So the warden walks in and says, what are these two guys so happy about? So one of the guys says, you know, we don't know. It's got something to do with the bucket. He says, oh, the bucket. I'll take the bucket out. I'll get them back. Pick the bucket out and they're able to daven. Well, in other words, we do things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth. And by the mele, by doing it for that reason, we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. That's the greatest way to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. But we do it because it's the truth. And then the reward comes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our life. That's the idea. And that, my friends, is actually Olam Haba. What does Olam Haba mean? Because you know, the Kuzari, it's on the page, source 15. I'm not gonna read it now inside, but the Kuzari, as we know the story, the Melech of the Kuzarim. So the Kuzari, he said he wanted he thought that he was doing something wrong. He wanted to come closer to God, to become a better person. And he called representatives of the major religions. Rabbi Yehuda Levi wrote up what he thought the conversation was like with the Jewish rabbi. You can't talk about Judaism. You know, at the end of the day, he converted to Judaism. So one of the questions is, what was the difference between Christianity, Islam, and Judaism? And Kuzari says, very simple. One major difference. Muslims tell you, do mitzvos because you get Olam Haba, the next world. The Nazis talk about the next, not that, the Christians talk about the next world. Jewish people, we believe in Olam Haba. It's one of our fundamentals of faith. We also talk about this world. What's important is having God in our lives in this world. That's Olam Haba. In other words, having Olam Haba in this world. Because what's Olam Haba? Having a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life. And that's what the Jews talk about. We speak about Olam Haba, to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life. And I think that based on this, we can go ahead and explain the questions. We ask the question, what does Olam Haba mean? The next world, in this world, having a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life. So we can understand. I asked the question. Rav Kristodoy says that a person every year is judged if he's going to be in the book of life, the book of death. And tzaddikim go to the book of life. And we ask the question, hold on. We see there are tzaddikim that die. So what do you mean that tzaddikim are judged in the book of life? So Tosis says, they're judged for Olam Haba. What does it mean judged for Olam Haba? It doesn't mean they're judged what's going to be after 120 years. They're judged what will your Olam Haba be like this year? Will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be in your life this year? And the Rishayim are judged. You'll have less of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life. Now, what we're asking for is we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life? And sometimes we need, yes, we need food, we need health, we need life in order to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. But what we're asking for in Olam Haba is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life this year. Will I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Will I be able to be inspired? Will I live a more spiritual existence? That's what we're asking for. That's the idea. And if we go back, we say, and I think that's actually, that's how we can explain the Rambam. You see, there are three levels of tshuva. One level of tshuva is a tshuva where a person does an aveira one time. Okay, you know, whatever. Let's take an example, classic example. You know, he speaks Lashon Hara. He is mamash at tzaddik. Never, he or she never speaks Lashon Hara. And one time, he got lost in his thought. He spoke Lashon Hara. So he feels bad. So he says, you got to stop doing it. The tshuva, when you do an aveira once, is to stop doing the aveira. And the reason why you stop doing the aveira is because that's the halacha. I can't tell Lashon Hara a second time. So the Rambam says, if you did an aveira once, kishiyase tshuva, what does that mean? He said, I'm not doing aveira anymore. But you don't have to say, I'm not doing the aveira because of tshuva. You're not doing the aveira because it's usher doing aveira. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara because usher is speaking Lashon Hara. So when you do that, you have to understand it's not enough to say, I'm not doing aveira anymore. There's a certain action involved. That's if you do it. But the reason why you're going ahead and you're doing, you're not doing the aveira is because it's usher do the aveira. But when you don't do that, kashayasa tshuva, because you say, I can't do aveiras, you still have to say, if you do it. That's the first level. Then there's a second level. What's the second level? The second level is when a person does aveiros, and I would say he does an avera more than once. He does it twice. It's something which comes up. And when a person does an avera affects the person. There's no question about it. And that, by the way, is the problem with all the social media today, because you see things and they influence you. When a person does an avera, it has to affect them. So a person catches himself one time, he saved himself. Was it 2, 3, 4, 5 times? Then you have to do tshuva. That's a very difficult tshuva to do. Because what you have to do there is you have to do what I would call a bedika pnimit, an inner checking, an inner searching. You have to do a psychoanalysis, see what happened to yourself. What kind of person are you? How did this affect you? What way did it affect you? And you have to look inside. And that's why the Rambam in Perek Beis, he goes through a whole process. You just look at the chapter. He talks about darkei tshuva. He talks about what you have to do, ziva sachet, screaming out, getting stuck or changing your name. Sometimes you got to move places. You can't stay in the same place. You have to move because it requires a whole changeover of your soul, your personality. And for that reason, he says, there, it's very difficult. And to tell a person, do tshuva in the middle of Chodesh Teves, it's great. To do tshuva in the middle of Chodesh Tammuz, it's great, but it's not too easy. You need an opportunity. You need to connect to something very special. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is a day where we spend a day in shul, the tefillas, we're lefnei Hashem on some level. When a person goes ahead and a person is touched by greatness, he has an opportunity to change. And that day, Chayiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know it's difficult. You got to look at yourself. You look at the video and what's going on inside of me. Then you're Chayiv Lasos Tshuva. And I think that's the reason why that Averos was Mizvara on 21 years ago, 30 years ago, I do it again because I have to think, how did that Avera affect me 30 years ago? Maybe it's still here. I have to change myself. What kind of person am I? That's the second type of tshuva. But then there's a third type of tshuva. That's a third type of tshuva, which is the most difficult tshuva at all. And that is a tshuva to say, do I really have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life? Is that my focus or I have other goals? That's a very difficult tshuva. As the Rambam says, a person trying to do that, I'm very good. But most Chachamim can't even reach that. So what does that mean? Does that mean I should give up and not try? So the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Yishtagel, for that a person should try. You should never give up. Keep trying, keep going. Keep trying to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. And how do you go bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life? You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life by looking and saying, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. Always find the brachas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life. In your life, I'm sorry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped you. And think when you do something, I'm doing this because this is the mitzvah. This is why I'm doing it. It's a very famous story that goes around by the Vilna Gaon. Everyone knows, I'll say it very quickly, that the Vilna Gaon, as we know, always wanted to get a srogim. And you know, in Europe, it wasn't so easy. It wasn't like here, in Eretz Yisrael, even in America. I remember as a child, that there were many Hebrew children not have Arba Minim. It was still easy. He would send messengers around all over the place. And one time, they couldn't find an esrog. And finally, someone found someone esrog, he was willing to pay tons of money for the Vilna Gaon to have an esrog. The person said, I don't want any of your money. I want one condition. I want that when the Vilna Gaon does the mitzvah, I should get the reward. So they had no choice. They needed the esrog of Vilna Gaon. They were so afraid. How would the Gaon react? And they come back. They tell the Gaon, he's so happy. Wow, for once I can fill a mitzvah without a promise of reward. Why? Because the reason we do mitzvahs, we're supposed to aspire to do mitzvahs, is in order, because that's the Tzivui Hashem, the Dvar Hashem. It's the MS. But it's so difficult. There's so many, no, sometimes, you know, yeah, we go to daven, we want to be inspired. Wow, I'm beautiful davening. But you daven, even if for some reason you're not inspired. You have to do mitzvah, because that's the Yad Hashem. And the Rambam there says, Yishtadel. Why Yishtadel? You got to work hard. And we're not going to say Chayiv. Why aren't we going to say Chayiv? We're not going to say Chayiv. Because I'm not going to say chayiv, because we can't say chayiv. As the Rambam says, it's very difficult. It says, shishtadol, so you should die, and zokhar olam haba. That's what you aspire to. You're working your whole life on it. But by working your whole life on that, you'll bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your olam hazel also. That's the idea. And that's why the Rambam says yishtadol. So again, just to give a very quick review, the three types of tshuva. You do an Avera once. Stop doing the Avera. Just stop. Like, because you can't do Averas anyways. You didn't do a mitzvah. Do the mitzvah. You still have to say you do it. Second, look into yourself. When you sometimes the Avera or Lechmes affects you. Look into yourself. See how it affected you. How can you change? What do you have to do to bring yourself back to equilibrium where you were before? Rambam says at that moment, what you do is you have a whole darkei tshuva, a whole process. And that we're not going to say chayav a whole year because you got to be in the right place, the right time, the right connections. But Yom Kippur, Yom Ketzlich Mechila, of course, that's the day. L'pnei Hashem, you have to try. And then we come to the third level. That's Yishtadel. Why Yishtadel? To do things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always there. That is very difficult. You got to try. Now, I want to just finish off with one last part to this. And that is, if we go down, I want to look at the Parshas HaTshuva, Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim, Torah tells us, V'haya, source 17, V'haya ki yivo alecha kol advar me'ele, habracha v'aklala, v'ashivosu levecha, and you'll go ahead and you'll bring it back to your heart, b'chol ha'goyim, ashir yidachach ha'shav ha'shama, b'shafta, you'll return to Hashem, your God. You listen to His voice. B'shav Hashem o'kecha shvuscha, he'll rachman Hashem, you'll read back to Eretz Yisrael, and he'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and then Mo Hashem o'kecha, as the Ramban explains, he'll circumcise your heart, he'll take away many of the desires that you might have, not be so negative, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your energy will suffer, and you'll listen to Hashem, and you'll have so much bracha in your life. What's this all about? Why Eretz Yisrael? When we do tshuva, we come to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Because the tshuva we're talking about here is the tshuva of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu in life. And the place to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life, the place to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life is in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Yad Hashem is so apparent in Eretz Yisrael. I remember a number of years ago, I was in Budapest for a few days with my wife, my daughter, and the last day we went to a park. I was looking at the park, I was looking at all the green, the middle of August. I was thinking back to Eretz Yisrael, I said, why can't Eretz Yisrael be so green? Then I realized, it's very simple. There's a lot of water in Budapest, there's not too much water in Eretz Yisrael. Well, why is there so much water? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to think about God most of the time. And therefore, if we lack water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we feel threatened by our enemies, we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Eretz Yisrael is all about. And as a matter of fact, as I said before, being in the Shir, it's not. I'm not saying this. Gemara says in Suvis, "Kol mi agar b'chol anyone lives in Chutz Eretz, kilu she'elu l'kach." Like they have no God. What does that mean? Because it's so much easier to bring Hashem Baruch Hu into your life. And that's why the pasuk says, "Oh, they're going to do tshuva." What kind of tshuva? It's not they want to stop doing averus. They want to bring Hashem Baruch Hu into life. Hashem says, "I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael," because Eretz Yisrael is the place where you feel like Hashem Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says. That's why the best place to do tshuva for people who live in Eretz Yisrael will really aspire to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not everyone. It can be zocha sometimes, you know. But there are people, as my father pointed out, based on the Gemara Masechta Suvos, who aspire to Eretz Yisrael. My father was one. My mother was one. But the people who think, wow, the Makom Torah, the place to be close to Eretz Baruch Hu, to aspire to live in Eretz Yisrael, because that's how you have Eretz Baruch Hu in your life. Eretz Hashem, if you aspire, will come to Eretz Yisrael. Now, so I want to raise one final point. So here we see in this parashat Tshuva that Am Yisrael did Tshuva, they came to Eretz Yisrael, everything was wonderful. We had all the brachas. It should be fulfilled very quickly, very soon. If you look at source number 18, parashat B'chukosai. So there, that's not what happened. Parshas B'chukosai, what happened was the Jewish people, so this is the first Tochacha, which we know according to Ramban refers to destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash called the Bavel. And what's going to happen, Pasuk Mem, the Svadu at Avonam, they'll confess their sins, the Savon Avotam, and the sins of their forefathers, the Malam HaShemoluvi, and they went to the Vikari, and has the Kadosh Baruch Hu respond, not like he responded in Parshas Nitzavim. I will go to Bekeri, he says, and I'll bring Darz Aveyam, and then their hearts will be subdued, and then their sin will be forgiven. What happened? And Parshat Nitzavim, they did tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring it to Israel, and everything's wonderful. Parshat B'chukosai, they say vidui. Hashem says, I'm not interested. Why? So the Ramban, And Parshas Chosfer says, this is talking about the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. That what happened at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash? At the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael were ruled upon by the Ummus HaOlam. And because of that, they suffered. As we know, the Greeks, and maybe even the Persians a little bit, you know, but if you go and you look, the Ramban, he says, I'll just say, he says like this. The Ramban says that the Huremez, if you look here, the Ramban says, the Huremez, it's a Remez, Ramban says, Shul Yiviyam Ala Aretz, so bring them to Eretz Yisrael, but Lonich will be counted for them. But they have Tsarim and Oivim Shom. So what happened? Why is it that in Parshas Nitzavim, beautiful, wonderful, we're waiting. I want to speculate a little bit. I want to suggest that as opposed to right now, where maybe the majority is in Eretz Yisrael, close to the majority, the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, the Rov Minyan of Binyan of Klal Yisrael did not come back to Eretz Yisrael. And if they would have destroyed, it would have been different than the fortune say. So if the tshuva to work means having a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life, it can't work if the Rov are not in Eretz Yisrael. If the goal is not to get to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place where we feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael is the center. So when the Rov are close to the Rov or Eretz Yisrael, the Talich HaGula can continue, the process can continue. But when the Rov is not in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no Matarah, there's no dream, there's no goal to go to, everyone's happy in Bavel. Wherever else they are, they can't get there. We have that process of tshuva. Because this process of tshuva is the ishtadel, the future tshuva, we want to bring Hashem into our life. That is an important part of tshuva. And that's why maybe the second bias didn't work out so well. Baruch Hashem, we're at a time now where even if there are Jews in Chutz Laretz, I think the goal for many Jews is to come to Eretz Yisrael. And certainly, people see it as the goal, and the Rov Minyan, almost ready, or the Rov Minyan or Binyan of Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. That's the place to go. That's the place to go. Remember my mother, who always loved Eretz Yisrael. She always wanted to be here. That's why she has Baruch Hashem children here, grandchildren here, great-grandchildren here. She once said to me, I want to be there in Eretz Yisrael because I want my children to come to my kever, and Eretz Yisrael is the future. That's the future. It's back to the future right now. This is the place. And that's why the Parsha Geula of bringing Hashem into your life, which is what the Parsha talks about in the Tzavim, is happening as we speak. It's continuing. So just to make 3 points, I want to say that number one, said the point number one is the 3 levels of tshuva. One level you do an aveira once. The second level is to look at yourself and change yourself. See how it affected you. And the third, to work on your status, be done in Yom Kippurim, obligation. And the third point is yishtadel, to try very hard to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Which Baruch Hashem, we're in that process right now. To try very, very hard. Very, very hard. And as I said at the beginning of this year, even if you feel, wow, I'm not there. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, doing because of the MS? No. So you have to try your hardest on the outside. So then Mirtz Hashem Tocho will come closer to the Baruch. And in Mirtz Hashem, we work a little bit each year at it. And the ultimate goal is Olam Haba. We want to have Olam Haba in this world also. That's the idea. And that's why that's what we're davening for, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life this year. And more next year, and more the year after. Until finally we embrace the concept of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives in a very full manner. That's yishtadel. So I'll just say the point is, number one, if we do it in Avera, let's stop and say vidui, because you can't do Averas. And then we have to do an inner introspection starting tomorrow night. Prepare already. How have the Averas and Lechmitz affected me over this last year? What do I do to change myself? And then the third, which is very important, is yishtadel to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into life. And I want to just focus on that for a minute, and then we'll finish. You know, I have two groups of people, they ask me shilas. I have a group I would call from my shul, the domehen, which means people who don't daven in the shul because it's too far. They don't like the fact that we start at 8 o'clock, not 7:30, or we start at 8 o'clock, not 8:30. Maybe we were a little bit too strict when it came to COVID. We weren't strict enough. But whatever it is, they asked me shilas. Yorei Shamayim, they want to do kivakala v'kachmura. But then I have people who ask me shilas from the younger generation, teenagers, 20s, 30s, and they're finding it very difficult, very difficult, very challenging. And they'll ask questions, why do I got to do this? Does it make sense? They'll ask questions and they'll say, does God really care about this? And yes, for some reason, a lot of them come to me. I try to help them, I'm a chassid them. But I want you to know that what I see from all these people, all of them, in the second group, are people who really sincerely want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into their life. They really sincerely. I don't know why they're having difficulties. I don't know why it is that when I was a teenager and my friends didn't get up for Minyan, they missed Mon Kriya Shema, they knew they're doing something wrong. And today it's like, what's the big deal? Okay, so we'll daven at 1:30. It's not a big deal. Or, okay, so I won't daven today. I don't know why it is. I can't explain why the world is like that today. But I'm telling you, the majority of Jews who understand what Torah is on some level want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into their life. In this country, you see it for sure. There's no question. You see it all over. You see it even in the army. It's growing. It's changing because we are in the Talich HaGeula. Sometimes we hear stories. We get frustrated, depressed, despondent. We are in the Talich HaGeula. And our job is to mechazik ourselves, to try to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, into our lives, because it will affect the world around us and mechazik others. So remember, as we get ready for Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, look at the three-pronged tshuva. If we did something wrong, let's stop, say vidui. Look at ourselves, what happened to ourselves in the last year. Try to correct ourselves, fix ourselves. And number three, let's work harder over Yom Kippur to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives and have that go with us. And Mir Tashem, if we do all those three things, we will help advance the process of gula that is discussed in Parshat Mitzavim. And in Mirsh Hashem, we should be Zocha to the Gula Shlema Bekarov. Everyone should have a Gemar Chasimah Tova, Shnas Chaim B'Shalom. Thank you all very much for joining in.